Welcome to Breaking Free From Within, the podcast where we dive deep into personal development, self-healing, and the journey to living a fully aligned life. I'm your host, Prairie Francia, certified health coach, Reiki master teacher, and substance use disorder professional. My mission is to help you break free from self-sabotaging behaviors and step into the healthiest, most empowered version of yourself. Welcome back to Breaking Free From Within. I'm Prairie Francia, your host, a certified health coach, Reiki master teacher, and a substance use disorder professional. I'm here to help you rewire old patterns and manifest the life you actually want to live. Today, we're diving into one of the most powerful frameworks for understanding addictive patterns, the habit loop. Whether you're someone working through cravings yourself or a practitioner supporting clients in the helping field, this episode will give you tools you can use right away, because at the core of recovery isn't just saying no to a substance or behavior, it's learning how the brain wires itself and how we can start to rewire those loops into something new and life-giving. Charles Duhigg, in his book, The Power of Habit, describes the habit loop as a three-step process: cue, routine, and reward. Neuroscience confirms this pattern. When a cue triggers craving, the brain prepares for a familiar response, anticipating the reward it expects to follow. This is why cravings feel so powerful. They're not just psychological, they're deeply neurological. Let's break it down. Imagine a stressful day. The cue might be walking in the door after work or feeling that surge of tension in your shoulders. The craving is the brain's anticipation. Maybe for a drink, a snack, or even scrolling your phone to numb out. The response is the action you've repeated many times before. And the reward is that short-lived relief. The problem isn't always the reward itself. It's that our brains learn to associate relief, connection, or relaxation with maladaptive behaviors. Substances, overeating, toxic relationships. Over time, those pathways get stronger, while healthier alternatives feel harder to reach. Research from the National Institute on Drug Abuse explains that these repeated loops actually reshape the brain's reward system, particularly dopamine pathways, making triggers more automatic and responses harder to resist. But here's the hope. Neuroscience also shows us that new neural pathways can be built at any age through the power of neuroplasticity. So let's make this practical. Motivational interviewing teaches us that change begins with self-exploration. I want to invite you to pause and reflect. What are your top three triggers, the cues that set off cravings in your life? It might be a time of day, a certain emotion, or even a place. Now ask yourself, what is one way you could respond differently this week? Instead of grabbing that drink, could you take a 5-minute walk? Instead of numbing out with food, could you call a supportive friend or write down what you're actually feeling? This isn't about perfection. It's about experimenting, building new loops one choice at a time. For those of you working in recovery coaching, counseling, or other helping professions, the habit loop is a powerful teaching tool. When clients see their behaviors not as moral failings, but as patterned loops, it reduces shame and opens the door to change. The Empowered Recovery Curriculum provides ready-to-teach frameworks, worksheets, and group discussions that walk clients through this exact process. If you're a professional, consider how you can bring this into your practice. Ask open-ended questions, use scaling tools, and help clients imagine new rewards that align with their values. And if you're listening as someone ready to start making shifts in your own life, here are three pathways you can take with me. The 21-day Breaking Free Challenge is a simple, structured way to experiment with new responses to cravings and break the automatic loops. The 28-day Clean Body Reboot helps you remove the physical triggers that fuel cravings, things like sugar, alcohol, and inflammatory foods, while resetting your energy and clarity. And the Empowered Recovery course is where you take it all home. It's a deep coaching-based framework that helps you not only break cycles of substance use, but also toxic relationships, emotional eating, and patterns of self-sabotage. So as we wrap up today, remember this: every habit is a loop, but loops can be broken, rewired, and rebuilt. It starts with awareness of your cues, a willingness to experiment with new responses, and the courage to keep showing up even when the old pathways pull hard. Change isn't about willpower alone. It's about building a life that aligns with your values and your vision of who you want to be. As a self-employed health and wellness coach, I wear many hats, working with clients, creating content, managing marketing, and handling administrative tasks. It became overwhelming, and I realized I was spending more time on behind-the-scenes work than on what I truly love. That's when I discovered Outsource Doers. They matched me with a skilled virtual assistant who was already trained in digital marketing and administrative tasks. If you're feeling stretched thin, I highly recommend exploring this option. I'd be delighted to refer you personally to Outsource Doers to ensure you receive the same exceptional service I did. Click the link in the show notes, provide your name and email, and I'll make the introduction for you. Here's to making more time for the things we love and finally getting the support we deserve. So take a breath, choose one trigger to work with this week, and remind yourself that you're not stuck. You're in the process of creating new pathways, pathways that lead not just to recovery, but to an empowered, authentic life. If you're a residential treatment center, outpatient facility, or clinician who's ready to bring the Empowered Recovery course into your programming, I'd love to connect. This curriculum blends evidence-based practices with whole person healing to empower clients in mind, body, and spirit. Reach out to me directly at alignmentprairiana@gmail.com or visit the Empowered Recovery course page at alignmentwithprairiana.com to learn more. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Breaking Free from Within. If this conversation supported you in any way, I'd be so grateful if you left a 5-star review. It helps this podcast reach more people who are ready to reclaim their power and align with the life they were meant to live. You can find more resources, blog articles, and healing tools at alignmentwithprairiana.com. Until next time, keep breaking free from within.